The best tea in the city on Kaya FM 95.9.
It is a good morning to you. I hope you're well. There's a bit of a chill factor in the wind. Well, it's not a surprising thing because I think the winds of change are here. It's a new season. So, yeah, you have to have something to throw over your shoulders because ninimo, you'll be sneezing. Welcome to the show. It's the best tea in the city. Can we talk about the cost, meaning the price of hashtag Kikupa favor? If there was justice in the world, they say ask and you shall receive. And I think that is being tested. Hashtag Kikupa favor. To be honest, there's no easy way of asking for a favor, but we all do it because from time to time we need assistance. However, we also can't deny that asking for favors can be costly to the requester and also to the recipient. The requester, I think we know the pain, but the recipient as well. Somebody came to you and asked for a favor, right? And you did it for them. Unfortunately, you're still paying for that favor. And you're like, how? When I was the one assisting. You've been there, right? Share those stories. What has been the cost of Kikupa favor for you? We're talking about hashtag Kikupa favor. There's one thing that you and I can agree on. Is that asking for a favor is one of the hardest thing for one person to do. Do you know how it takes a lot for you to pick up that phone or to even face somebody and say Kikupa favor? Because we know a favor is costly. Even then, you are in need, ne? But because you know the cost of it, you end up not asking. Or you end up asking nonetheless because you really are in a tight spot. You need a favor. And favor doesn't have to be about money. It has to be, it can even be about somebody just, you know, interceding, speaking something on your behalf, you know, opening a door. Or even pleading with somebody to give you an audience. The thing about a favor is that, and this is the thing, we know it, but we don't think about it that deeply. A favor is an unwritten social contract that unfortunately sets up a power play in a relationship. Who owes who what? It's an exchange. If I give, I must one day receive. And motokopan fever, half the time, they have nothing to give. All they have is their hands to receive. Could you do this favor? This one favor for me. That's how it starts, right? With that and whatever the response it engenders, that is the start of the interpersonal maneuvering. Yeah, the power play. The joking over who owes what to whom. I mean, how many friendships have ended because of favors? How many family bonds are broken because of favors? We know that for the most part, if people had a choice, they wouldn't ask for a favor. But when times are tough, like we are right now, they do need to make that dreaded call. However, we also know that there are those people, ba pelanka favor. That's it. Phone how I ring over one number one so zeba. Hatomar, hi friend. So it's about after that, ki hashtag Kikupa favor. But I want you to talk to me about the cost of it. Are you always there to give favors? Okay, tell me about the cost of it. Are you in a position right now, you in a position, tight spot, and you need to ask for a favor, but you don't want to? Talk to me about it, because there's a cost to that. And have you given a favor once, and you're still paying for it? Huh? How many people have you lost because of hashtag Kikupa favor?
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are 3 teaspoons on hashtag Kikupa favor, and why favors can be manipulated.
One, because people generally like to be helpful. That's why you can be manipulated. And you agree to help, only to be indebted forever. Because some use this knowledge to manipulate you. You were helping, but it is now your burden. Two, why favors can be manipulated. People like to appear knowledgeable and competent. And because of this, people are able to use this. For instance, to avoid making decisions, for instance. Think about it in your office. Please attend that meeting for me. That way, it is on you and not on them. The last teaspoon and the three teaspoons on why favors can be manipulated. People have the need to belong. Have you ever been invited for drinks and made to enjoy an expensive meal only for you to pay for it? Why? Kikupa favor, man. I forgot my wallet. Because you want to belong. You swipe your last petrol money that was supposed to last you the whole of the month over a dinner you didn't even plan. Hey, kikupa favor, man.
It's simple. Don't do it. Don't accept it. Don't. Yeah, man. But babatlan di favor na Uncle Tivan Lapisa.
As if when are we kupi favor?
I actually try not to, hey.
But you do.
Maybe I change the wording, wabo. Because sekitali feel, wabo.
Yeah.
The trick is to not to ask it like that. Uskara kikupa favor.
Okay.
You must say, you know what I was thinking.
Haibo.
That we could do.
Hey, banna.
Kiwi, it must be a collaboration. Because when I say to you, Uncle T, kikupa favor, ne?
It must be returned. And somewhere down the line.
Yeah, and also you have that ish. Or you also have an expectation, and then I have an entitlement. But yes. If I say, "Where's Uncle Tina kina kana kore ritole di jonyana?" How about lo order a mo and then, honali ngem nat. Gasle you're buying me food.
Yeah.
A favor.
Yeah.
Marawaz when.
So you label it differently.
Label it differently.
Mama zepa wena label rakabia.
Look, I struggle asking for any kind of help, so I don't ask for favors.
If why?
I'm just that kind of person. It's difficult for me to reach out for help, whether it's something simple or something I really need. I will not say, Mbali, please help me with $50.
Is it because
I would
you got bent for asking for a favor?
Not even. I just hate feeling like a burden. I really just hate feeling like a burden. But if the next person comes to me, I'll help when I can. People don't ask me much for favors, but when it does happen, I'll help when I can.
Yeah.
And don't lie to me. If you just want money for Savannah, don't say you need money for taxi. Just be honest and then klao fafek na leon. That's simple.
Are over specific.
Yes.
Yeah.
Give out like chelete e for.
Yes.
Kori
re.
Re. No, be
honest.
That's the important takeaway from this.
Don't trick
make it an
me.
Us thing.
Yeah.
Don't make it a me or yeah. You thing. Kiru, no, we are together.
Re.
Can I ask for a favor?
Because I wake up with you, ne? And then I go on with my day, go on with my day. Then I remind myself, yeah, this is what I'm going to say to him. And then I go on with my day. Then I forget. Because this feels like yesterday's topic. Of course you can ask me for a favor. Of course you can put me in a position of power.
Yeah.
Of course I can have one over you. And remind you, I'm the friend that does favors.
So do you?
What, do favors?
Yeah.
Yes. It's everything you said. It puts you in a position of power. Come on.
And do you then come back and...
No, because you'll always know.
You are terrible.
I know.
So somebody asks a favor, you give it.
I give it.
Have you ever?
I'm also the friend like that if I loan you money, I'll never ask for it back. I'll remind you once. Chomi ngboleke ungkolete imali. I'm a hem. I'll leave the hems there and I'll stay your friend. And I'm loyal. Some of my friendships are with celebrating 30 years this year. But you will never ask me for money ever again.
Yeah.
It's the power thing.
Now, have you ever done someone a favor, but you paid the price?
Yeah, I mean, it happens. Borrowing people cars and they come back and it's dented. Like, come on. He leans forward. I wish we had a camera in here, guys. I wish you could see him. You know this. It happens. You know
what do they
this.
Say to you though?
Call him Kabomu. Kabomu.
All things grey.
All things Kabomu. 17,000 rand later. Can I tell you about it? we go on my tour with the band. We go and perform in Grahamstown at the Grahamstown 1820 Settlers Monument on the Gary Theatre. And it's the VG Choir and we perform, right?
Yeah.
Phenomenal. I travel with my entire band, Tabo. Sure. Two combis from here.
Yeah.
Ne? We're playing 30 Seconds, Homonite. Amu was there. Thomas was there as our stage director. Like, sure. The whole family's there.
Yeah.
Humunati. That night, the guys want to go out. I say to them, go out, but leave the car. Gabomu says, Unsta. Unsta. Oh, Unsta. I'm happy. Mm-hmm. I say, okay, do it. Literally, I got a call 3 a.m. Unsta. I said, but I told you. Nakinali
madlozi. Yeah.
Diaboniswa. Like, there's so much that you must trust me when I make a decision. 17,000 rand later. Do you know what happened? They were fine in town at the gate at the guest house.
As they were arriving.
Yeah, as they were coming back, the gate into the back mirror, into the back window.
Yeah.
I said, all of you who are out last night are going to drive back to Joburg in this that, car. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's. I mean, we're still friends till today. I don't hold grudges, but I remind him. All the time. Get away, na? Where, na? And so let's go. And then I go, where, na?
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
Yeah, Brachi. Kino no sana skosa na was. Na favors, ne? I've learned. I don't ask for favors. Especially from the family members. Because, Kinali, this thing of being scared of rejection. But funny enough, everyone habata a favor comes to me. The only person ekikupan favor koyena is the person I know. I really, really, really know. Hore, that person has got my back. And what's even hakikupa favor kitu akile desperate. I don't normally ask for favors. Because Jim, the pain of being rejected and by that time you are really desperate is like far beyond this. So I don't ask for favors unless I'm desperate.
Please tell me, what price have you paid? Call me now. What price have you paid for asking or for giving a favor? Earlier on, there's a caller. He didn't attend, identify himself. He said he was 16. He borrowed money from a neighbor. And this neighbor is now making him pay. To a point that they ended up, he ended up confronting him and said, listen there, Baba. Angukweleti. And that's how he got out of that, you know, extortion, so to speak. Wena, what is the price? What is the cost? What has been the cost of hashtag Kupa Favor?
Yabona ma favors. Angenzukuthi ke nake ngifunde ukuzimela. Ngingaceli even ipartner engihlala nayo. Yazi umuntu ne uyacela ama favors and then umenzele wena, but mase kufanele ukuthi ama favors abuye ngakuwe and then umuntu wachaba. Wena favors nje empilweni yami, I don't do favors except nje umama prati ama favors azokushiya unganalutho ene ama favors azokwenza ukuthi kena ke usebenze lomunye umuntu and ongeke aza kunceda in future.
I get another price, knowing that should you ask, should you give, you're going to have to pay for it. Or you have been giving favors, right? And you know that it will never be returned. You'll always be giving and giving and giving.
Prati, hey, now I'm still suffering from a favor, yeah, my uncle. So when my mom passed on, right, my uncle was the only person with the bike.
Yeah.
The only nearby person with the bike that could help us for a roadside pizza, roadside khomu. What are those things that we need for the funeral? The tafola, the guest tofu, the khong, yeah. He was that person to assist us. Now, 4 years later, if the van ever gets stuck, when he calls to ask for chinchinyana to fix the bike, the first statement is, Esh emona, dai baki e bulikile ngo lady a gao mona ya sokodi se tlhoka batwa dai baki e bulikile ngo lady a gao mona ke nego ya Limpopo a ke na petrol dai baki e bulikile ngo lady a gao mona tlhoka di tire e mona every time there's a favor from that guy ke dai baki e bulikile ngo lady a gao abra chief is painful. It's 4 years down the line. But it's 5 years because my mom passed away in 2016. Favors, let's refrain from that. I don't know how you're going to get help without asking for a favor. That's the
thing
about it. But I painful. I would talk.
Yes. What I ask for? What a bike level like if you look in your mama, no, Maloma house, my dad. For you.
Brati.
What are you doing?
I'm not Brati. Hey, the favor, bro. Hey, you like a chapella out here, Gabrati favor. You know, as my cheetah. Out here, Nalu. So, but now, Ilian Costa Pasia, the evidence, Brati. Yeah, I understand. So, I have to explain now, Brati. Okay, so I know what's going on. I understand. So, my Brati,
no, which it reminds me of a story. A guy borrows a car.
Yes.
He borrows a car from you, right?
Yes.
Hanti oya go for court ulo reka Red Bull le di condom.
Eish.
And then sleepy se o si siamo kai.
Not right.
Se wana ke mang.
Then you have to explain.
Se wana ke mang.
Eish.
Araba, se wana ke mang sleep.
Eish. Mane.
Taki and then?
Eish, you will suffer, Tati. Because now you have to explain. And then no... Yeah, I want a Red Bull and then Mona.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Yeah.
Why I want a party?
Thank you, mate.
Hey, bro. Thank you, Brazi.
Hola, mate. Hey, ta. Hey, Muhail.
And then the guy.
Shabu ya mate.
You throw what I do with you. The first one, Kizila Lembali Kuntu. Kemtaka, I was thinking. Tell the art.
Yeah.
You know, baby, I was thinking. I got to go to the tower.
Yeah.
Yeah. The second one, Kekina first car, Kilimunya, the Jaguar boss. XA
6.2,
I was 19 going for 20.
Yeah.
Do you know who ended up taking that car when I was doing his car? Just for good people who are never in a meeting, I looked at the Hekunali service. And I lost that car.
Gone.
He took it, yeah. So, okay, let me get hold of you. Now, when I get up after company, then after 2 days, they just block out.
Don't you patale, Papa? Hey, Cindy.
Hey, Tibos, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I can't complain. You know what the thing is with when you're in a fix and you borrow, and this particular person I borrowed from him. And I promise I will give it back on a certain time. But you know, as life has it, something will go wrong.
Yes.
And now this person is like, you're useless, you're scandal, you just, yeah, everything that's bad under the sun. And then this goes wrong at home. You try to explain, it's like, I just want my money. And I thought, I will give you the money as soon as I have it. I need my money, I need it. I said, yes, I do understand. But unfortunately, at this point in time, I don't have it.
Which then teaches you, and not even, it forces you, because a lesson is there, but it forces you to never rely on anyone.
Exactly. But that is what the Bible teaches us. Don't lean on the arm of flesh. Don't lean on man or woman. Don't put your trust there. But you know, sometimes we just have to go through what we're going through, Brati.
That's the thing that we never talk about when Cindy is that we never talk about the price or the cost of favor even to a person like you who really needs it.
Your faith, Brati. I am praying, I'm like, Lord, please, that 55 million, please.
Thank you, Cindy.
See you, Brati.
Cheers, bye-bye. TD, be the last sip. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, TD.
And there I was thinking I'm in love and all that. And then brother says, I need to buy a car, Yazin, and now my name is not right. I know, let's use my name, bruh. Nice. And then brother pays for 2 years for the car.
Yeah.
After that, he can't pay anymore.
Mm.
And guess what? Now there's a lump sum going into my account, and then the bank takes all the money because it was in arrears. So 49K down, gone. And brother is giving me a runaround.
Hey, Lisa Jola.
Jola Gaimar. Jola Joangfel.
Yes. And when I know what to do?
Like you're a two, brother. Hi, Shem. No, I'm not bad. There's more, but I'll just share this one.
Hi, I got a letter.
Hi, is the name Levin?
Hunamanga. So, intrigue, I'll say movie from a velvet to a bogart.
I'm a devil, I Shem. No more to go look at Motoyan, we are live shop and phone.
As kisses.
I know
the best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.